Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples in parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said to them, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord Jesus. Past weeks, we have been listening to Paul's letters to Timothy. There are two letters to Timothy. Timothy was a disciple of Paul, whom Paul placed in charge of a community that he had brought to life. And much of the instruction that is contained in the letters is about Paul being encouraged, Paul encouraging Timothy in a methodology, a way of building up the community of faith, so that that community of faith might be a living witness in the larger arena in which it was existing. You'll be a part of that today as Paul is encouraging that the community be rooted in the Scripture, the Word of God become a source of living food for the people, so that nourished by that Word, they may continue to grow in both the understanding and the practice of God's life. But what is most interesting is that while Paul writes the letter and addresses it to Timothy, it really is addressed to the larger community through Timothy, because Paul is very much aware that one person doesn't make the faith community, but that the community literally requires the involvement of all in order that the community can have about it the vibrance of God's life. If you go to the first reading, it's another example of that. Amalek attacks Israel. Moses says to Joshua, get a group of people and go defend Israel. But you won't be doing it alone, excuse me, because I will go up to the mountain with the staff that God has given me. But even Moses recognizes that he won't be up there alone. He brings with him two of his associates, Joshua and Hur. And in a sense, they must be engaged with him in order to provide Joshua with the support that he needs in order that they might have the courage of battle. Now I say all of that because nothing really changes. When you have a parish, such as the parish of St. Charles, not relying on one person or two or three people. It requires on a community coming together in support by willing to engage in the various ministries, which means that we put our time and our talents in the service, and that we support with our financial resources. And so Father Smith has undertaken a major program here in the parish in order to build up that support system that will help